it's here and now, and one thing is now almost certain, or as certain as you can get with forecasting and climate. This is going to be an El Niño year, and models show that El Niño has been growing steadily stronger since the spring. Bill Patzert is a climate scientist at the NASA Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena, California. Bill, welcome back.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Well, what are the latest models showing about how El Niño conditions are developing?
Well, right now, all signals are go. This is the largest signal we've seen in the tropical Pacific since 1997, and optimism is high here in the West.
Optimism because you think that this could bring a lot of precipitation this winter and help with California's drought.
We're on our knees here in the West with this drought, and so everybody's thinking about this El Niño as the great wet hope.
And will it be that?
At this point, it's a little too early to tell. Couple of things have to happen, like a large-scale collapse in the trade winds, to really lock this in for a wet winter, and we're not quite there yet, so this one's definitely not in the bank yet.
Explain that. Why would a collapse in the trade winds mean good news for California?
Well, right now, heat is building in the central and the eastern equatorial Pacific. But we're not quite where we were in 1997, and the key really is those trade winds have to have a large-scale collapse to shift more heat out of the western Pacific into the eastern Pacific, and that would really lock it in for a wet winter in the west.
And would it be just a series of storms coming through, or would it be something like the tropical storms that we just saw one that brought a lot of rain to Southern California?
Well, you know, that was sweet, and it was a surprise, but it was puny. What we're talking about here is in 1997, we had double our average winter rainfall, and it was a series of storms that came in like a conveyor belt, January, February, March, and into April. And so that's really what we're hoping for.
Would it bring the kind of snow to the Sierra Mountains that would really pay dividends in dealing with this drought, or would this just be a lot of rain?
Well, that's really the wild card here, because that's really what we're hoping for. In Southern California, heavy rain, most of it ends up in the ocean, but we'd like to see a big, heavy snowpack in the central and northern Sierras. But at this point, that's not guaranteed.
And what about the underground reserves of water that have really been depleted in many places in California as you've dealt with this drought? Will a lot of rain help fill those up? Will it do enough?
Well, there's two types of underground reservoirs. One are the deep aquifers that have been there for thousands of years, and we've been tapping those for a century, and they will not be replenished. But the shallow groundwater, for instance, here in Southern California, which typically supplies about half our water and right now is on reserves, there's a great hope that many of these groundwater reservoirs will be refilled this winter.
Is it possible that just because of the way that the patterns work, that the rain comes to a different area, that it goes to Texas and California stays dry in an El Niño?
Well, one scenario is that Southern California, across the southern tier of the United States, Texas, into the southeast, which all need this rain, could get a heavy drenching. But northern and central California, which is really the key to the California drought, could be below normal or normal. And that's a scary scenario that none of us really want to think about at this point.
What about in the Atlantic? We know that El Niño leads to fewer hurricanes. Is that what you're expecting this year?
In the Pacific, in the eastern Pacific, it actually leads to more hurricanes, and we've had a busy hurricane season in the eastern Pacific. But the scenario for the Atlantic is that subtropical jet stream moving across the Gulf of Mexico and the southern tier of the United States damps the Atlantic hurricane season. But that's not a sure bet either.
One of the other things that I have seen in the speculation about what El Niño will mean for California is that El Niño is often followed by La Niña, which is drier than usual weather. Are you worried that you may get El Niño, but then if it doesn't bring enough rain to really make a dent in the drought, you will then have some dry weather in the following years.
Well, you know, there's a myth that El Nino is a great drought buster. But in fact, in the West, our rainfall, only 7% of it over time is due to El Nino. And as you point out, that's often followed by La Nina, which I like to call the diva of drought. After the 97-98 El Nino, we had two very dry years, which led to the present drought. So even with a good soaking with El Nino, we're not out of this drought.
Bill Patzert, climate scientist at the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory at Caltech in Pasadena. Thank you for joining us.
Been a pleasure. Thank you.
Robin, I feel like last time we had that big El Nino in the 90s, everybody was scared of it. Now it sounds like, please, please come El Nino, bring us the rain. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.